I have very strong opinions and ideas about journalists and journalism and how we should conduct ourselves and how we should do our jobs. And I think it goes back to working for this guy, J.R. Wiggins, at the Washington Post, whose absolute edict about pictures was that you don't tamper with pictures. And in any way, I mean, they would do retouching to make... They would maybe put a circle of gray around the head to make the head stand out from a background. Or they might lighten up a background. But they would do things only for the sake of reproduction, and they did not change the content of photographs. So he put out a rule at the Post that you just didn't ever tamper with pictures in any way. And I think that's a good way of doing business. And the idea of taking pictures of situations that are real rather than trying to impose yourself, I don't think it's wrong to do that. That is, impose what you want to be done in a picture if you're involved in some kind of theatrical thing or fashion or any kind of feature sort of picture. But in journalistic photography, it's my firm belief that you just have to let things happen. And if it doesn't happen to your imagination that of the way it would perfectly be, then that's the rub of the green. It's too bad. That's life. And if it's not a perfect picture, then it's just not a perfect picture.